kind of honor and appreciate the assist men. How does that work?
Well,
point guards of the team.
Yeah, yeah. Well, everybody can't get the ball every play, so we just try to point out that one of the reasons guys get open is somebody else got them open. It's mm-hmm. not always just beating your man one on one, and so. You know, there's only one football out there, and everybody, guys want the ball every play, which is a good thing, but you're not going to get it every play. So, you know, we just try to really point out that you got to have assist men on everything, and sometimes it's your turn to get the assist.
And so you all going to average 14 explosive plays every week?
Oh, man, that would be great. That would be great. I don't know that that would ever be done, but that would be great.
I messed up the definition. Was it 20 pass, 15 run?
We use 12 run and 16 pass is what we use. That's not the exact formula that the NFL uses, but that's what we use.
Hey, Coach, Matt today on radio was talking about how important it was that you're on the field with him and the fact that it helps with the tempo and stuff like that. Can you talk about that? I know you were up last year. And
yeah, no,
when
I've been
the last time you were down?
I've been down quite a bit in my career. I was down off and on in Jacksonville, and then, you know, for 9 years as a head coach in college, I called it from the field. You know, the one thing is, I don't know how many people are aware, but whoever's talking to the quarterback has to be on the field. So, like, if you're calling it from the press box, mm-hmm. it goes through. For us, it was Glenn Thomas, our quarterback coach, who did a great job. But so I would say the play. Then Glenn pushes the button. He would say the play and say it to Matt. Yeah. So when you're in no huddle, that's one thing it does is it cuts out the middleman. So, you know, it might save you 4 or 5 seconds. And
that's important, though, right?
It could be. Yeah. I mean, anything's important if the players think it's important. Mm-hmm. And I would downplay it. I mean, if Matt likes it, then that's great. But you know, it's something that we've done in the past, and we wanted to try to get back to it, and that's that.
What about him and his flow?
He was in an unbelievable flow. I mean, the entire offense. We got out to a little bit of a slow start, but we were in a really good rhythm. You know, that drive right before the half with 20 seconds, and then the whole second half, we were in a good rhythm. And most of that is due to Matt, number one, and then the protection. You know, Matt had time to set his feet. He did make some plays scrambling. And then obviously the playmakers, both receiving wise and the runners and the run game. You know, everybody was in a pretty good rhythm.
Was that no huddle predetermined, or was it?
Yeah.
Predetermined.
Yeah, we predetermined. Actually, we started the game in no huddle, and. We stayed in it most of the first half. We were in and out in the second half. Now that's another thing. You know, when I'm on the sideline, we can just get into it just like that. I mean, all I told Matt is no huddle. Let me go. Mm-hmm. And so we were in and out of it in different drives in the second half. But we had determined that we were going to start the game in no huddle.
Mm-hmm. Coach, in their tough defense in week two, what jumps off film in your breakout, Cincy?
Yeah, since he's a very, very good defensive football team, they don't give up very many big plays. I mean, they've got a lot of really, really good football players. They're tough. They're tough at home. They've always been good at home. They were undefeated at home last year. They've got two legitimate, you know, game record type pass rushers. One on the inside, one on the outside. They've got an active linebacking core. You know, we were just doing our thing. They have five corners that were first round picks. I mean, so they've got a good mixture of talent. And you know, Coach Lewis is a defensive minded head coach. Their staff's been together a long time. Even though Coach Zimmer left, Paul Gunther stepping up, you know, has continued to build on their system. They have a difficult system to handle. Gives you plenty of issues to work on. So we'll have our hands full.
Speaking of their D line, just thoughts on the week one performance by Gabe.
Gabe Kareemi?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, great. Gabe, anytime a guy, Gabe went into the game, first of all, he was coming off an ankle injury, so, you know, hadn't been practicing a lot, and he's going to be the utility man. He's going to be, you know, the John Havlicek, first man off the bench. I don't know if John Havlicek might be dated, some people might say, but I don't think so. Vaughn knows. Come on, Vaughn, you know. But for Gabe to have to go in at left tackle when the plan going in was for him – to be in a rotation with Lamar at right tackle and go in and totally change your footwork around, what Gabe did was admirable.